The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Well, hello there, folks. Welcome to this edition of the Don Crow Show. You got it Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 each afternoon. A lot more fun when you're here with us, and this is no exception. Glad you can join us today, and we have lots to share with you, so welcome aboard. Not the least of which, whenever we have a chance, we'd like to introduce you as listeners to the Don Crow Show. To some of our advertising clients right here on WAVA, they have outstanding offers. They're high-quality service people, and they offer a number of areas of service to you that I know you need and you're interested in learning. And, of course, you want the trust factor. And I know people who advertise on WAVA automatically, through the years I've learned, there's a very high trust factor with those in the audience. Look, is there anything more valuable as an asset to most of us than our homes? Well, I suspect that's probably a true statement. Well, joining us to talk about how their company can serve you in that regard is Casey Beadle. Casey is the founder and owner of New Home Exteriors. And Casey, look forward to talking with you today. Thanks for joining me.
Don, thank you for having me.
I love this whole subject because I'm one of those do-it-yourselfers, you know, through the years have worked on homes and so forth. But I always love it when we can get the professionals to do it and do it right. And let's have a little history of new home remodeling because it's a seasoned company. It's not a young company. It's got lots of years of experience. How did it all begin? What's the story?
That's a great question, Don. I'm glad you asked. It started in 1998. That's when we started, about a little more than 20 years ago. We actually was founded on the principle of the fact that we were focused mainly on the customer's needs. I personally have been around since 93, worked for a few other companies that does the same type of work that we do, and their focus was more into money and more into how quickly they can get the job done. So by starting this company, New Home Exteriors, we were focused mainly on our clients. We focus on from the start to the finished. And we treat our customers as if they were our only one, and that's the only job that we're getting. So we've been doing it for over 20 years, and it's been a blessing, and we're still here today.
What are some of the services that you offer? Full remodeling? I know it's new home exteriors, but I'm sure it's bigger than just the exterior. What do you do?
Great question, Don. We actually specialize in windows, siding, roofing, and doors. Those are specialties.
Now, as I said a moment ago, I've owned a number of homes through the years, and I've done a lot of work myself, but I also, there are times I call in the experts, call in the professionals, especially as some of those critical areas you've mentioned. And not every company who may offer a certain product is necessarily the same. So what sets your company apart, do you think, to really say, look, this is a company worth picking the phone up, calling them, talking with them about the job that I'm looking at?
Absolutely, and I think that's a very important question to ask. As a company, New Home Exteriors, all our installers are fully trained and test installers. So when we show up to your house and when we do your job, you can be assured that each one of our installers are fully trained and Don, not just only trained by us, but actually trained by who makes the product. And that's huge because that is – It's allow us to install it exactly how it's supposed to be installed.
Now,
so the guys are fully trained.
Now, what I've read from a little bit I looked on your website, you make a point of trying to keep the team together over the long haul. A turnover in your industry, as I think your website mentioned, is high in terms of personnel, but your goal is to not let that happen for obvious reasons.
That's correct. That is correct. Our goal is to make sure that we hold on to every single one of our employees. Goal is to give them incentive, is to provide constant work, and that's why we are offering a really great deal at this point in time where to keep our crew going, we offer 25% off on our windows, siding, and roofing. So yeah.
Is this right as well, Casey? 25% off, no interest, no payments till 2022?
That is correct. No payments, no interest until 2022. That is correct.
Now, we all know that, at least here in Virginia today, is phase two opening. And I'm sure a lot of folks want to get work done, but they're just not sure how that's going to be handled because we're still in a semi-shutdown. So if folks want to talk with you or have you come to their place, what should they do?
Sure. They can reach out to us. Our number here is 703-934-4020, or they can also go online to newhomeonline.com. That's newhomeonline.com.
That phone number again?
It's 703-934-4020. That is the direct line to us.
You probably could write a book by now, but what are some of the most rewarding memories you have through the years of helping folks get what they wanted and have the whole project come out right?
Well, you know, that's a great question. I love it when we do a project for a customer, and this could be years and years and years back, and they call us back and they tell us how great it is and or how great it was, and then they ask us to do additional work. The goal is to make sure that our customers are happy, and for them to call us back, that tells us a lot of things about what we're doing right, and that brings joy.
Well, I like the slogan I read on your website. Why we are not the cheapest remodeler out there. We know we're not the largest either, but we are the best. I love that.
That is correct.
Well, it's good to talk with you, my friend. We wish you a real blessing and prosperity in these days coming out of all this. And thank you for joining me for a few minutes to talk about it here.
Thank you, Don. I appreciate it.
Again, Casey Beadle, founder and owner of New Home Exteriors. Now, the website he gave you is one I want to repeat for you, and that is NU Home Online, all one word, NUHomeOnline.com, NUHomeOnline.com, and you can check it out for yourself. Also, the phone number he gave is 703-934-4020, 703-934-4020, and even now, maybe you're not quite ready to do a project, but I think now, if you're looking at something in the near future, now's the time to get in the queue, as the Brits would say, and talk with these folks, get something lined up, maybe some new windows, maybe some siding or whatever. They offer a number of different home remodeling services. And again, the website is nuhomeonline.com. One more time, the phone number, 703-934-4020. Check them out. And remember, he said 25% off on their projects right now. 25% off, plus no interest, plus no payments till 2022. That's a deal.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085.
Hey, Rich Lee here to say if you're like me, you simply want a trusted company that'll do great work at a fair price. Whether it's storm damage or hail damage, New Home Exteriors delivers quality, trusted work, not quick, slick roofing repairs. That's why the roofer I would ask you to consider is New Home Exteriors. Call 571-200-7274 for a free estimate or go online to newhomeonline.com. That's NUHomeOnline.com. Virtual consultations also available. Tell them Rich Lee sent you.
Achoo! Come on, are you kidding? This pollen is terrible. So now more than ever, you want a clean, healthy rug, free from pet stains, pollen, bacteria, and viruses. Right now, get 50% off Adeed Sanitize, Disinfect, and Antivirus Treatment. Also, Adeed has extended our 3-for-2 special. Clean two rugs, get the third rug clean free. And we have free curbside pickup and delivery. To learn more about Adeed's antivirus treatment and all the cleaning specials, go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com. Remember, a clean home is a healthy home.
Focus on your future and let Regent University help. Access your free social distancing scholarship to help you pursue your online degree and your goals. While times are uncertain, you can be certain of this. At Regent, you'll receive world-class support and exceptional instruction from a nationally ranked Christian university. Call 800-373-5504 and mention the social distancing scholarship. Hurry, this offer ends July 1st. Call 800-373-5504 now.
Another Ministry Minute with Dr. Derek Greer.
In spite of the attitude of what you might think is the opposition party, God loves them. God loves those Republicans. God loves those Democrats. Well, that's not going over well. God loves the skinheads. God loves those kids who they need a belt. Don't you ever forget the price he paid. Even if it was for one skinhead, he would have went to the cross. There go I, saved for the grace of God. I know my history, and some of those folks could have been me. And we gotta be careful about this holier than thou. I'm on the moral high ground, and you're nothing. That's not the spirit of our Christ. It's the spirit of the world, but not of our God. Listen, debate the issues. Stand up for what's right. But your anger does not give you a right to be cruel.
This is Dr. Derek Greer. For more, go to gracechurchva.org. That's gracechurchva.org. And as always, live big.
WAVA is your 24-hour-a-day Bible study, always here for you.
Alexa can play WAVA-FM and hear us wherever you are on our mobile app, iHeart, TuneIn, or radio.com.
In the 2016 race for president, Donald Trump was not the first choice for many Christian voters. His personal history made it unimaginable that he would defend Christian values as president, or so we thought. In his new book, For God and Country, The Christian Case for Trump, Dr. Ralph Reed shows that President Trump has kept his promises and been the most effective presidential defender of religious liberty and the pro-life cause since Reagan. It's required reading in 2020. For God and Country, the new book by Ralph Reed, available wherever books are sold.
Hey, folks, while we will be continuing, of course, all through the rest of the month, the campaign with Save the Children, we want to also take advantage of the fact that we've had some outstanding voices on this program in the wake of the tragic murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis and the continuing aftermath in so many different areas of the country since then. And we've been privileged to really have some outstanding. We've intentionally brought some voices from the African-American community because I personally am convinced beyond all doubt that those men and women are far more capable of speaking to the issues from the black perspective than I could ever be. And so we've been honored to have some folks that were going to re-air some of those conversations. For example, coming right up in a moment, our good friend Dr. Derek Greer. Also later this hour, Dr. David Ireland, Pastor John Jenkins next hour, and some others as well. But I just want you to know we underscore the importance of this issue, and we want to keep addressing it prayerfully together. Coming up this hour, encore presentations of programs heard recently here on The Don Kroah Show, recorded for rebroadcast at this time. Don Kroah Show on WAVA. And as I've been mentioning, we're continuing to intentionally try to discuss the recent tragedy, the brutal murder of George Floyd by a Minneapolis police officer last week. And sadly, on top of that, three other policemen apparently standing by and certainly tacitly approving, just watching, if not being involved. And along with that, the subsequent violent and destructive protests that have been ripping the country apart, I know we're all concerned about those things as well. And we have been intentionally inviting a number of highly respected pastors and Christian leaders, particularly from the African-American community, to bring their own valuable perspectives and thoughts to the table, so to speak. What we're looking for is some godly wisdom and insight for all of us into how to end this terrible scourge and really move forward in terms of race relations and just in general, the general health, the spiritual and moral health of our culture. Joining me, a longtime friend who I know can speak effectively to it, Bishop Dr. Derry Greer. You know him as the founding pastor of Grace Church in Dumfries, where he serves in great leadership there. They've grown through the years to over 5,000 members. And you hear his voice on Live Big with Dr. Derry Greer every weekday, 5 to 5:30 in the morning, Sunday 6 to 6:30 right here on 105.1 FM. His latest book is called When God Stops. And Derek, I think that's the last time we may have chatted together, but thank you for joining me today.
That's right, Don. It's always great to be with you.
I want to know how you busy guys find the time to write books.
We work a lot at night.
I figured.
That's the secret. When everyone else is sleeping, we work.
You burn the midnight oil and beyond.
That's it.
To the serious matters before us, what was your own initial reaction when you saw and witnessed that horrible killing of George Floyd, just as a human being, let alone as an African American? What kind of reactions did you have?
Just grief. To see a man of the size of George Floyd cry out to his mother was just too much for me to bear. Tremendous grief over what happened to George Floyd and others that have recently been murdered, as well as the police officers that have been murdered. A lot of grief over folks that have been involved in a criminal justice system unfairly and how it impacted them and their families, but also a lot of grief over, you know, store owners and whole neighborhoods have been destroyed. So tremendous sadness as we watch what's going on in our nation.
Well, you know, I was reading earlier a comment by his brother, Terrence Floyd. He said, "My family is a peaceful family. My family's God-fearing. Yeah, we're upset, but we're not going to take it. We're not going to be repetitious." And then he said, he was writing some of the rioters, the destroyers. He said, "I doubt y'all are half as upset as I am. So if I'm not over here wilding out, if I'm not over here blowing up stuff, if not over here messing up my community, then what are you all doing?" And I think that's a puzzlement for a lot of folks. Of course, anger and rage has no rationale to it when it gets out of control, does it? I mean, people just stop thinking rationally or clearly to begin with when rage takes over. But what is your reaction to the rage that's come out of this by some in both, not just the black community, but certainly in the Caucasian community and elsewhere, people just out to totally destroy right here in Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, there are certainly groups with their own agenda that are participating in the demonstrations. It's quite unfortunate. Wherever you have humans involved, we tend to go a little bit further than we should. Perhaps, you know, that's why the Old Testament said an eye for an eye, because if you took out my eye, I'm going to try to take off your head.
Yeah.
And Moses wrote that by the Holy Spirit to try to bring a little fairness and parity to the formula there. So with that, you know, humans, we don't go tit for tat. When I was in high school, someone stepped on my sneakers, I might punch them, you know. Okay, right. Not me. This is a different person. But folks in our high school would do that. But, yep. But with that said, I'm teasing. But with that said, there was typically an overreaction. And humans, we tend to do that. Doesn't excuse it. Doesn't justify it. I'm not completely surprised by it. The Civil War was not civil. The Revolutionary War, folks died. And it's horrible. And I wish it wasn't so. But, you know, the oldest book in the New Testament is the book of James. And, you know, I see everything through the lens of the scripture. That's just the way I'm wired, and I believe that's the way the Lord wants me to be. So in the oldest book, so this is the most primitive thinking and the most primitive message of the Holy Spirit to the church. He couldn't even get too deeply into the book of James. And in the second chapter, in the first verse, James says, he says by the Holy Spirit, my brethren, don't hold faith of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, without partiality. And at the very outset of the birth of the church, God wanted to address partiality. The King James Version calls it respect of persons. And the actual Greek there literally is do not receive people on the basis of their face. And unfortunately, we have not followed James' instruction. And for many years, we have received or not received people on the basis of their face. And when we operate contrary to the scripture, we just open the door to all that the adversary has for us. And I think great doors have been opened, and I think the enemy is using and leveraging every opportunity he has. I'm certainly saddened by the violence. Dear God, hopefully we trained our children better than that, but the reality is it's there. And but that does not eliminate the larger point that there are some fundamental problems between the police and African Americans, and there's some fundamental problems, it seems, between many times white people and black people. And I think we need to deal with those issues, address those issues, and yes, we need to speak against the violence. When we see it, we need to oppose it. And I really can't fathom how those men watched that police officer get killed. I cannot imagine that. Just like when I saw, George Floyd get killed, I couldn't fathom it. Those are awful incidents. However, I hope that doesn't take us away from trying to address the real problem here.
Well, you and I, as pastors and Christians ourselves, we are spending our whole lives in what I believe is the most important part of the culture, that is trying to awaken and equip the church, because I have argued it my whole adult life, God's change agent in any culture, in my view, is primarily his church.
Exactly.
And it seems to me that if there's an onus, if there's a responsibility, and there's plenty to go around, it really does fall on the church. I said this the other day with, I forget with whom I was speaking, one of our other guests. In fact, it may have been Darlingston Johnson who brought up the point that, you know, the church has found solidarity over the issue of life. And I, of course, I've argued for years the evangelicals, yes, have found their voices finally. They came late to the battle, as Jim Dobson and I talked about it years ago here on this show, you know, and Jim Daly as well from Focus. But it seems to me the church has not found its voice or its cohesion or its unity on this most important issue of what you just said, not treating people with any particular partiality, bringing equal justice and equal love and equal opportunity to all men. It seems to me that's the message of the church. What do you say?
Absolutely. I don't say this lightly, and I'm very careful about saying such things, but when, you know, the riots and all the violence, as well as the protests started to emerge, the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart, and he said he's giving the church, or his people, another chance. We may not realize, but it was about 70 years ago. It was in the mid to late 50s. Rosa Parks, sat in the front of the bus. She wouldn't go to the back seat. And during the late 2010 through 20s, we saw some smattering of that, but it really intensified in the 60s. And basically, it's been 70 years, and we're repeating that cycle. And I really do not believe that, at least from God's perspective, this is only about the judicial system. I believe God is calling his church to repentance and to himself.
Yes.
He's giving the church another chance to address this issue. So we have to be careful not to be distracted by conversations about what is patently wrong, without addressing the things that we ought to own. And yes, it's wrong. The looting, all of that is wrong. We all know that. However, the racism, and really even with racism, that's hard to measure. But there's a hardness of heart. There's an insensitivity. Mm-hmm. There's an unwillingness to see things through the lens of another person.
Yeah.
And, you know, when a black first person brings something up, well, you're playing the race card, you know, like it's a game, because it's just this hardness of heart. And I think if the church in this season, folks that are involved in the church, people that love the Lord, would just soften their hearts to perhaps see things through the perspective of others without changing the conversation to things that really are not essential to this particular season, I think we'd probably go a long way toward really dealing with this issue.
That's a good word, because it's so easy, and I believe it's a trick of the enemy to get us distracted into the secondary issues that really are, after all, symptoms of the problem. They're not the problem itself. Is that what you're saying?
They are problems, though, yes.
Oh, of course, yes, very serious problems. But we don't fix the symptom. We have to fix the causal factor.
Absolutely, you are correct.
As always, my friend, good to talk with you. We need to do it longer and more often, but thank you very much.
Pleasure. God bless you, and thanks for having me, Don.
Again, that is one of the really great, and we have a lot of them throughout the United States, for that matter, and the world. There's some great Christian leaders who are doing the job, not only in the pulpit, but in the trenches, if you will, and we're trying to bring some of them to these microphones, and we'll continue to do that. Dr. Derek Greer, founding pastor of Grace Church in Dumfries, Virginia. You can hear his show Monday through Friday, 5 to 5:30 a.m. Live Big with Dr. Derek Greer, also 6 to 6:30 a.m. on Sundays right here on WAVA. Stay with us. We're coming back with more.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. The definition of normal is conforming to a standard. Well, the standards for roofing companies have changed. What do customers need? You want to feel safe. New Look is offering both virtual and on-site roofing estimates, utilizing best practices by distancing and wearing protective gear. You worry about costs. We've dropped our pricing to the lowest possible point and created unique financing programs that allow you to pay for your roof when you're ready. Sometimes you could use a little extra help. We continue to give out $1,000 support vouchers to customers in need. At New Look, we only know one normal: to exceed customer expectations at all times. Call 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Just a normal roofing company, right?
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com, or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Since this whole quarantine thing started, we've gotten the chance to chat with around 2,000 of you radio listeners. And here's what we've heard. You wouldn't believe how many puzzles we've done. Who would have thought family driveway tennis could be so much fun? And I'm pretty sure I've watched over 100 episodes of Seinfeld. The other thing we've seen is families across the country doing major work on their homes. Dream basements, backyard makeovers, swimming pools, or shelves, shelves, and more shelves for organization. The home is officially a bigger deal than ever. And the cool thing is, for many of us, home values have gone up the last few years, meaning you could have equity sitting in your home that you could cash out to put in, say, the greatest driveway tennis court of all time. If that's you, our Faith and Family Mortgage team has a direct lender advantage, and we'd love to help. We are United Faith Mortgage.
We pay your appraisal fees, up to $500.
UMC Mortgage Company, Melville, New York. NMLS number 1330. NMLSconsumeractus.org. In refinance, total refinancing charges may be higher over life of loan.
This report is sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance, where you only pay for what you need. In the district, bumper-to-bumper delays as you make your way westbound on the Southeast-Southwest Freeway due to high traffic volume between the Naval Yard Exit 1B and the 3rd Street Tunnel. As you maneuver through that area, be sure to slow down and keep your feet tapping on those brakes, and this will definitely add additional drive time to your commute. Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your coverage so you only pay for what you need. I'm Yinka Oh with traffic on WAVA.
Tonight, clear to partly cloudy with a low 63. Periods of clouds and sunshine for tomorrow with a high 78. Mainly cloudy skies tomorrow night with a low of 60. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a shower or thunderstorm in the area in the afternoon with a high 75. And rather cloudy skies on Monday with a high of 76. With the AccuWeather forecast, I'm Gregory Patrick.
He alone is your rock and your salvation. He is your fortress. You will never be shaken. A reminder from 105.1 FM WAVA.
The Don Kroll Show on WAVA as we continue to try to address the tragic murder in Minneapolis last week of George Floyd, along with the violent aftermath of mayhem and destruction breaking out in cities across the country right here in our own nation's capital. We've been asking some key and well-respected, godly men and women of God to speak to the issue from the African-American perspective and share their own hearts and their own perspectives on how long-term we can begin to effectively address this in ways we haven't so far, obviously. One of those who came to my mind was a gentleman we've had the honor of having on the show before, Dr. David Ireland. He is the founder and senior pastor of Christ Church, a 9,000-member multi-site congregation in northern New Jersey that represents, in fact, over 70 nationalities. As a matter of fact, when we first talked, it was about his book, One in Christ, Bridging Racial and Cultural Divides. And I figured this is someone we need to hear from again. So, Dr. Ireland, thank you for taking time to join me.
My pleasure, Don. Thanks for the opportunity to speak to you and your audience.
Please give me first your own reaction to what you saw on that video piece. I was just sickened by it, literally nauseous at what I watched. But what did it say to you about not only that event itself, but this whole systemic problem of racism?
Like most of the country, in fact, most of the world, I was incensed. I was angry. I had a barrage of emotions. Some I couldn't even describe because it just left this visceral response in me that says, how could someone dehumanize another person like that, even when they knew that they're being videotaped and there was people watching? So that's what's, you know, it's very frightening.
And would you agree, sadly, this is not an isolated case, and it's not, it does happen in both directions, but more often than not, it is a white-on-black crime, and I'm one of the reasons I've sought men like you out and others is because I can't speak to it from the African-American perspective, but we need to hear from sane and balanced and biblically sound people like yourself on where do we go from here to see a cessation of this, a stop of this.
Well, I communicate from the platform of, I shepherd a church, as you mentioned, of over 70 different nationalities. That means then I have the honor of pastoring Asians, whites, Latinos, Africans, African-Americans, Caribbeans. And so when I speak to my congregation, I have to understand their vantage points. And so I can't speak and fragment and segment the audience, so to speak. Likewise, when it comes to this topic, we need people that can stand up and be what I call authentic reconcilers. They don't have an axe to grind. They really want to help bridge the gap. And so we've been hearing from the pundits, the media pundits, about how we need to have a national conversation, which I agree. But most people don't know how to have a cross-race conversation. There's some things that one cannot do, and there are some things that one must do. One of the don'ts, you know, Don, when a person is having cross-race conversation is that they should not be aimless. They should be purposeful. And so aimless conversation, when you're going everywhere, you're talking about everything that has happened since the age began, that kind of conversation doesn't help anyone to bridge the racial divide or even understand each other. Another don't is don't be someone who speaks in a monologue, as if your perspective is the only perspective that should be heard. It must be a welcoming of a dialogue. And so then the other don't I throw out is the fact that I always say, don't be thin-skinned, do be thick-skinned. Thin-skinned people get hurt very easily. Thick-skinned people, they're going to be more accommodating because they know that when they're having a cross-race conversation, they have to have some latitude and grace because the person that they're speaking to is not that well-versed in matters of diversity, so they must be accommodating. They must make room for the person to share what they may perceive to be right and maybe myths. And so they'll have to have a greater degree of sensitivity in that regard so that their skin then is thicker. And I'll stop there. I wanted to be able to answer your question, but I also wanted your audience to have some tips, some coaching tips to help them build cross-race relationships that are healthy.
Well, that's what we need. And as you're talking, I'm thinking of how desperately important it is, from my perspective, that I learn how to speak from a truly biblical perspective on these issues. I was thinking as you were talking, we know the Jews and Gentiles had major racial problems in the early church, and Paul called them to realize there's only one Lord, one faith, one baptism, etc., and that the middle wall of partition had been broken down between the two, and they somehow found a way to, I'm sure it was rough going at times between the two groups, but how can we today, 21st century Christians, begin to understand biblically what we're talking about and how to bring this into a biblical context?
A great question. And I love the fact that Paul spent time coaching Peter on how to be more cross-cultural. Mm. That whole discourse in Galatians 2, it captures for us coaching tips that Paul was teaching this apostle. And many times we think that because one walks with Jesus, we are automatically cross-cultural. Not so. Peter walked with Jesus. He was one of the 12 apostles that walked, ate, sleep, you know, saw Jesus do miracles, but yet he himself had a problem with being cross-cultural. And so one thing that Paul did for him was to confront him. And so we have to welcome confrontation. Confrontation can take place either internally or externally. Internally is when I'm convicted that my values and my actions don't cohere. They don't align. Confrontation, when it's external, is when someone comes to us in a respectful way, approaches us, and in essence puts a mirror in front of our face and says, the way you're behaving is not what you believe or the best or in line with Scripture. And so you have to change. And that's one of the things that Paul did for Peter. The other thing Paul did for Peter was that he modeled advocacy to Peter. See, Paul was leading this multiracial church there in Antioch, and Peter was a visiting minister. But Peter started to separate himself from the Gentile believers because he didn't know how to behave in a cross-cultural setting. He was uncomfortable. And so Paul confronted Peter by letting Peter know that the way you're behaving is different than what you preach, teach, and what Jesus himself modeled and taught to us. And so advocacy is when Paul is taking the position of the Gentile and communicating to Peter, Peter, you're offending people. And so Paul was then the voice for the people that felt either unable to speak to this awesome apostle Peter, this revered leader of the Christian church. And so advocacy is when you're providing a voice for the voiceless, and you're able to present their position persuasively, passionately, in a way that they could be able to, you know, to feel as if I'm being heard. And I think that's what's lacking here when you see George Floyd saying, I can't breathe. Whether we have someone's knee on our neck or not, the global community is rising up and saying, I can't breathe when they're being taken advantage of by people in power. And so those are some of the tips I would offer. In fact, for the listeners, you know, you heard Don mention my book, One in Christ. Well, there's a workbook that's free that you can download. If you go to the website, oneinchristbook.com, all one word, oneinchristbook.com, you can get this workbook that helps to coach you on how to be more effective when it comes to cross-race relationships.
in this last couple of moments, Pastor, what are some of the practical things that we can do at the ballot box, certainly, but otherwise, people who are moved by what they've seen and heard, both with the awful video that, thank God, someone was taping or recording of this tragic event, but beyond that, I've often said there's plenty of room to feel bad. God gave us emotions for empathy's purposes. You know, we need to feel badly, but we need to go beyond feeling badly and say, what can I do? Because I think that's what God intends us to do, is let our emotions move us to action. What do you think?
I agree with that question and that point. And one practical thing that everyone can do is they can reach out to either an acquaintance, a friend, a coworker, a colleague who may be of a different race and say, can I be a sounding board to you? And would you be willing to be a sounding board to me? Because I have these feelings that are churning on the inside and I need to communicate it to someone that I'm comfortable with. And would you mind for us having a conversation that is dealing with racial matters? It's amazing when that happens, because there are lots of whites, and for the listener, I'm African-American, and there are lots of whites that are calling their African-American friend or their Latino friend or Asian friend and saying, can we talk? And it's happening the other way around as well, where someone that may be a minority is contacting someone who's white and saying, can we talk? And it's so important, because healing takes place within that therapeutic conversation. Healing doesn't take place because I, as you mentioned, I feel bad or I'm empathetic. That's good. But emotions must move us to action. The emotions of empathy must move us to action. And so I think that every one of us can pick up the phone and send out and start a conversation and let that become the beginning of something greater in terms of cross-race relationships that are healthy.
We need to talk further, my friend. Thank you for carving time out today on short notice. Let's stay on this together. If I can be of any service or a voice that you can make use of here in our market and on this station, I'd be honored to have you anytime we can. I really appreciate what you do.
My pleasure, Don, and thank you so much. Anytime I can serve you, my friend.
Dr. David Ireland, he is founder, senior pastor of a great church in northern New Jersey. It's called Christ Church. And I do want to remind you again, powerful book. That's how we first connected when the book came out a couple of years ago. One in Christ, Bridging Racial and Cultural Divides. And he also has written many other books, 20 of them or more. One's called Raising a Child Who Prays. The website that he gave for the workbook for the previous book I mentioned is oneinchristbook.com. And he said that's free as a download, oneinchristbook.com.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. After a massive sell-off on Thursday, stocks recouped a bit of those losses today, with blue chips faring better than the broader market. The Dow Industrials rebounded 477 points, the S&P 500 rose 39, and the NASDAQ Composite gained 96. All of the indexes lost ground for the week. A sizable recall from Ford Motor. The automaker says it's recalling about 2.1 million cars, SUVs, and vans because of door latches that can fail and cause doors to open while the vehicles are moving. Impacted are various makes and models, including certain Ford Focus, Fusion, Fiesta, Escape, Mustang, and Lincoln MKC and MKZs, plus some Ford Transit Connect vans. The COVID-19 pandemic has forced almost all of us to make various changes to our lives, and that includes how we handle our finances. Researchers at MX say 34% of survey respondents indicated they've upped their savings rate because of the coronavirus. 59% say they have reduced their budgets. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit IdentifyEPI.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
More than 1,000 chapters and 30,000 verses, but you can do it. Read the entire Bible with Bible in a Year, totally interactive, totally free at BibleStudyTools.com.
As the will of the students goes, so goes the will of the nation. This is a central theme of the new movie, Return to the Hiding Place. The film about Corrie ten Boom and her secret army of teenagers' heroic efforts to hide and save Jews from the Nazis during World War II. Corrie's story was made famous by her book and the original movie produced by the Billy Graham Association. Now, 45 years later, comes Return to the Hiding Place, the untold, behind-the-scenes, true story of Corrie's secret army of student teenagers' efforts to rescue Jewish people. Told by Hans Pohle, one of Corrie's teens in the Resistance, Return to the Hiding Place is an action-packed film of the Dutch underground's true, breathtaking rescue of an entire orphanage of Jewish children. Return to the Hiding Place, starring John Rhys-Davies. Watch this captivating movie tonight with your older children at SalemNow.com and save 20% with promo code WAVA. Due to historical content, might not be suitable for younger audiences.
This is David Davenport of the Hoover Institution for townhall.com. Thanks to the coronavirus crisis, we have a new vocabulary, including bending the curve of the disease to protect the public health system from collapse. But other curves should be bent upward and not down, including America's civic education. Recent national test scores show once again that young people do not know American history or how their government works. Only 24% of eighth graders tested as proficient in government, and proficiency in history dropped to a pitiful 15%. Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos rightly called the test results stark and inexcusable. But these scores have been low for years and little has been done. It's time that we require students to study as much civics and history as they do math and science. It's past time that we demand our students understand the country they will soon be running. I'm David Davenport.
Alliance Defending Freedom, fighting for those whose liberty is being violated. Click on the banner at townhallreview.com.
AActionHomeServices.com. Did you know I started as an electrical contractor? That kind of gets lost with our plumbing and AC messages. We do everything you'd expect an electrician would do, including indoor and outdoor lighting, service panels and circuits, switches, plugs, and troubleshooting too. Call to add or update your old light fixtures with modern, efficient LED lighting. 703-922-1900. Problem solved.
Most of our children and grandchildren are finishing this school year online. You can make plans now for a Christian school education for your child or grandchild this fall. And WAVA makes it affordable with our half-priced Christian school tuition opportunity. Simply go to WAVA.com, use the keyword school, or click on the school bus to see the schools offering half-priced tuition this fall. We have schools participating in Bowie, Olney, Laurel, Frederick, Dale City, Fairfax, and Falls Church. Go to WAVA.com, keyword school.
Don Crow Show on WAVA. Coming up, well, I just had cleared my throat. I didn't want to do it in your ear. That's all. That's all. Oh, dear. Fridays, huh? Hey, seriously, folks, coming up next hour, we want to feature three more of our recent guests who speak so adroitly and so effectively to the issues of the day, as we might say, from the Black American perspective. Pastor John Jenkins coming up top of the hour, conversation we had with him. Also, Pastor Bukas Sterling later in the hour. And in between, we'll hear from and talk with Dr. Robert Jeffress about his latest book, Praying for America. So those are some things that are coming up in the next hour. And hopefully each will be edifying to you. Meanwhile, we have a few minutes in this hour to thank you for what you're doing in our campaign with Save the Children. And it is a real exciting goal to realize that we can provide meals for hundreds and hundreds of children by teaming up with Save the Children. And of course, as you know by now, this whole situation is really in part at least, the result of COVID-19, which has effectively shut down schools, as we know. You parents know that only too well. And also summer school activities pretty much canceled out. But 30 million children across the nation rely on school for food every day in ordinary times. I mean, whether it's eating breakfast, lunch, often both at school. And so what we've done, we collectively, Save the Children, WAVA, all of you, we've teamed up and said, well, let's help with that. Let's invite folks to make some contributions that will provide for those dear children because of the fact that these schools have been closed, the summer programs are all shuttered and shut down. And a lot of families, probably I'm speaking to some of you, but a lot of families throughout the country and right here in the area are hard-pressed to keep the children from going hungry without help. Now, if that's not the case for your family, thank God. Thank God. But that does not change the reality for others. So we just want to be faithful stewards of the resources God gives us in this great country and help you do that as well. And I can't think of a better ministry to team up with than Save the Children, because for a century, that's a long track record, a ministry track record of 100 years, more than 100 years, Save the Children's been meeting the needs of kids and families all over the world. In fact, you've heard me talk with Scott Wilder, and Scott has mentioned most of the time, frequently, Save the Children, the work that he does with them is in Africa or Asia or some other part of the world that's so needy. But right here at home, we know that we have some needs as well, especially right now, and that's why we feel this campaign right now is so important, to be able to provide resources and food. And what it is, you can break it down however you want. We've been telling you, look, you can give a gift of $300, one-time gift, and that will provide a child in the program with breakfast, lunch, and dinner for an entire month. Now you say, that's a little more than I can handle. Well, $100 will do that for a child for a 10-day period. Now some folks might say, well, 10 days, then what are they going to do? Well, how it works is you give your $100, someone else gives theirs, and it kind of goes in tandem. They pick right up where your $100 gift may have left off. So it gets covered, but we're just trying to break it down in ways that you feel like, yeah, I can do something. I can make some gift. Now the toll-free number to call is 888-884-4836. Again, that is 888-884-4836. I'll give it one more time, toll free, of course, 888-884-4836. Whatever you can give. If you can give $25, you say, should I call? Of course you should call. $10, absolutely. But we also obviously need some of the larger gifts from those who can afford them. $100 gift, $300 gift, a $50 gift, a $500 gift. We've had some of each of those, $1,000 gift. You know what a $1,000 gift will do? That'll feed a child breakfast, lunch, and dinner for the entire summer. And as we've already said, the summer programs, because of COVID-19, have been wiped out. So these kids ordinarily would get that food during the summer months. They're not getting it now unless we can step in and help Save the Children. And that's really what the theme's all about, saving the children. So again, whatever you want to give, whatever you can give, we pray that you'll give generously. It is not simply, well, it'd be nice. No, this is desperate. These kids need the food, and it's serious, or we would not be even presenting it to you. And you know that. You have given so generously through the years. And by the way, still, as of probably checking the show today, I would say we have about $5,000 of the Passport Auto matching money still available. Now, Passport has been so generous, even through the downturn of the business itself for Passport and everybody else, it has nonetheless said we still want to be part of giving and not simply being concerned with our own needs, which are considerable as a business right now. We still want to do what we know needs to be done. And so they have given at the start of this campaign an $8,000 matching fund grant once again. And as of now, about $3,000 of that has been matched. But of course, that means the $5,000 is just sitting there waiting for you to double your gift when you make the call. excuse me. So this is a perfect time to pick that phone up or go online. Number to call. And again, any gift will help. $50, $100, $300, $500, $1,000. I often say just pick a number, one that you know that the Lord has put on your heart and that by His grace you can maybe see it come to pass. It may be a step of faith, but I believe He'll honor that as you obey Him. Whatever that figure is, $10 or $10,000, 888-884-4836. 888-884-4836. Online, WAVA.com. Click on the Save the Children banner or just enter the keyword children. Thank you so much for doing something right now.
PayActionHomeServices.com. Plumbing, electrical, heating, and air. Serving D.C., Maryland, and Virginia daily. 703-922-1900.
WAVA. 105.1 FM. WAVA.
Lives change here. You're listening to 105.1 FM. WAVA-FM. And HD1 Arlington. Life changing. W.